Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight is my pleasure to welcome Kimberly Meredith, who is a medical medium, a trance channeler, hands-on healer, and spiritual teacher. Blessed with a unique array of extraordinary healing and psychic abilities, Kimberly Meredith is quickly gaining recognition as one of the world's most gifted mediumship healers and spiritual speakers. Kimberly is a vessel for God, Mother Mary, ascended masters, angels, and advanced civilizations. She is often compared to Edgar Cayce, the father of holistic medicine, himself a medical medium, and the most documented psychic of the 20th century. Kimberly has healed and helped many thousands of people, removing tumors, restoring hearing, curing cancer, correcting immobility, and completely alleviating people of disease. Kimberly is able to scan people and animals faster and more accurately than any MRI, ultrasound, or thermography machine, accurately diagnosing diseases and symptoms. Through her healing mediumship and blinking eyes, Kimberly is then able to guide and perform laying on of hands or psychic surgery to heal these conditions through the power of the Holy Spirit. Her gifts manifest through her eyes, blinking up to 20 multidimensional codes, including 3 consecutive blinks, which indicate divine confirmation. She communicates through divinely guided sign language, and she also speaks in fifth dimensional etheric angelic light language in order to heal, awaken, and move humanity forward. And please visit her website, which is thehealingtrilogy.com. And I lost Kimberly. Let me put a song on for you and try dialing her up directly. So please hang in there. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, which is by Jennifer Farron. It's called Throw It All Away. So hang in there, folks. I will be back.
Trauma that can
snippet of Jennifer Ferrin's song, Throw It All Away. I do have Kimberly back in the studio. We've had a little bit of problem with the phone lines, but let me bring her live. And welcome, Kimberly.
Hi.
Kimberly, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, thank God.
Hi, how are you?
You know, it's amazing. This is not the first time this has happened, but we are live. We have quite a few callers on the line, and I have picked somebody who you'll be speaking with later in the show. But I did read your bio, and I'm absolutely fascinated by your life, your life's work, and I'm very curious as to when you felt the healing energy come into you.
Cool. Thanks. So would you like to read my bio to everybody else out there? That'd be cool.
I read it already.
Know who I am. Yeah. Oh, you already read it, everybody. Okay, cool.
I did,
okay.
Yes.
I missed that part. Yeah, because I got cut out. So what did you want to ask me? Go ahead.
Oh, I just wondered when you felt the healing energy came into you and the experience was like for you.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I'm really very honored that you wanted to bring me on your show today. And so when the healing energy started coming through me, when I really realized it for the first time, like really hit me, was when I had my near-death experience in 2013. I think, you know, thinking back, it was always coming through my body when I was a little kid. And then throughout my life, I always had paranormal experiences happening to me. But not until I had a huge shift in my entire life when I was hit on foot. And then I had my NDE in the hospital. And then I actually witnessed the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit to me is the omnipresent, present energy that comes through your body and completely makes the feminine, masculine energy very present when it's there, and shifted me when I had my near-death experience and brought me into a new realm of existence where I am right now. And when I came home after that, I spent many months in the hospital. I don't know how to really explain those days and nights that I spent in there recuperating from the NDE, which is a near-death experience, because when you are brought back from that, you have to, my experience was that I lost the feeling in my legs. I lost the way to speak. I was in physical therapy morning, noon, and night. I had to learn to walk around. I don't know if you've ever been in a hospital. There's like corridors, and I wasn't able to function very well. So I really I went to the other side and came back. So I saw fragments of angels and clouds, and I left. It's called an OOB, out of body experience. But then when you come back, I was sort of a huge mess to put myself back together in human form. So finally, when I was released and came home, I basically was telling my friends and stuff, you know, I had this experience. But they were kind of looking at me strangely, you know, because everybody has an experience with God. But I was like, I know I had this experience, and it was an experience with the Holy Spirit experience. But the neurologists and stuff were wanting to put me on all kinds of medications and stuff, and it wasn't working. Whatever they were putting me on, painkillers and stuff to help my legs from spasming and stuff like that, nothing was working, and nothing was helping the concussions and everything, and they were sticking instruments in my head to draw fluid out and all that stuff, but nothing was working for me, and everything was kind of pretty grim.
Well, it sounds like a remarkable situation.
Yeah.
Not one I can relate to, but I've heard stories of death experiences. I've known people who've had them. And the amazing thing to me is that you came out of it with these wonderful healing gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm just fascinated. That part of your bio was not in the intro, so thank you for sharing it.
How things have evolved
for you since then?
Yeah, so I was completely transformed from then. You know, I was taken over by the guide spirit. I became totally involved with Christ consciousness, meaning I would lay on the couch for hours on end, just asking and giving over. So many people that come to me now in my practice are in a lot of pain too. And a lot of people say, how do I get out of pain? So at the time that this was going on with me, I led a life of going to doctors, coming home and being on different types of painkillers. The pivotal moment in my life, I remember one day I was sitting on the couch and I was like looking at all my medications on the table, and I had a collar on. I could only hold my head up for maybe 2 minutes at a time. And I had my teeth, all the teeth in the back of my mouth were, had been cracked. My jaw was crushed. C2, C3, C4, C5 were fractured. I had my spinal cord was hurt on my L's. I was in a wheelchair. I had a contusion in my back of my head. I was pretty much really messed up. So I remember like nothing was working. I was in so much pain. I just remember hearing a voice go, throw all your painkillers away, throw everything away, just flush them down the toilet and just turn everything over to the Holy Spirit. So I actually just took everything, went over to into the bathroom and just flushed it down the toilet. And I remember after that, about like 4 or 5 days later, I woke up with my eyes starting to blink. And I had a complete shift and a turning of who I was. And then rapidly after that, more and more things started happening to me that was very interesting with spirit.
What are some of the most amazing things that happened to you at that point in time?
My eyes started blinking in different codes. Like I would be sitting at the park with my dog at the time, and I'd be getting like dun 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 dun. My left eye would go a few blinks here. My right eye would go a few blinks there. I'd look up at a tree. I'd look over a bird. Different blinking codes would start happening to me. I'd be like, that's interesting. And I would remember when I was a little girl, I'd be sitting out with my grandma and her in the yard with the grapefruit trees, and I was born with blinking eyes, and I would be like, wow, when I was with my grandma, when I was a baby, my eyes would blink. And I'd be like, wow, my eyes would blink when I was a baby. Now they're blinking again. I'd be like, wow, that's interesting. My eyes are blinking now again. So things started to like kind of form back together, like, wow, I'm maybe who I was. Now I'm who I was before. I always kind of felt my whole life out of the box, like not who I really was. I've always felt like I didn't fit in anywhere and like I wasn't really who I was supposed to be my whole life. Like I just didn't feel like I always was not like the normal kid. You know, I was out, not, you know, I was like a starseed kid, like not right. You know, I always did different things. I was picked on at school for having, you know, dyslexia. I had, I always would see, like, different things that other kids didn't see. I had a lot of lines on my hands. Kids didn't want to hold my hand at school. And I just had, my clothes were always dirty. I didn't have any money for lunch. My mom just didn't keep up with stuff like that, and she didn't like a lot of stuff that I would talk about. Like I would say to my mom, I was reincarnated when I was a little. I would say I was reincarnated all the time, and she didn't like that.
Really?
So I don't even know where I picked that up. I don't even know where I got that from. So I was just very, very unusual. And there were other kids. I'd say there was a couple kids I grew up around that were like that too, but not very many.
Yeah, I don't know any kids that were like that. And for me, just speaking for myself, it wasn't until I had an out of experience that I came to believe in reincarnation, which was something I'd never experienced before. So it's amazing to me, but not unimaginable that a little one who came back and was in touch with their spirit would realize that they were reincarnated, you know? Go ahead.
Well, also, like, as early as 3 years old, I used to wear, like, a scarf around my head a lot. And, you know, that was, like, kind of now I'm thinking that's kind of, like, looking kind of like a nun. And I used to put that around my head a lot. And so, I don't know, just doing, like, weird things like that. And I would put my mouth, like, there would be, like, a bird was dead on the pavement, and I would go and try to bring the bird back to life. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that's normal or not. I don't know what's normal. Like, is anything really normal?
Good question. I don't have the answer to that one, but I say, you know, what is normal? It makes no sense to me because we try to fit ourselves into boxes that don't fit us. We're all unique expressions of the divine, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. And so when I said that just now, my eyes blink. I have like 21 to 40 different eye code blinking, and my eyes blinked God, God, which is the energy of the omnipresent. So when I say normal, they blink God, God, which means the energy of the miraculous says that normality is the energy of the beautifulness of God. So God made us all perfection of the energy of light. So there is, that is the normal. The normality is that we are all beautiful.
In yes,
who we are.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
So let's come circle to where you are today.
Okay.
I mean, I could talk to you for hours about this. We only have an hour. But
okay.
At any rate, so let's jump forward to today. Tell me what it is that you are particularly drawn to at this point in your life.
I'm really, really, you know, I'm actually called upon to do many different things in this time period. I'm a medical intuitive, which is I help people find out medically. My guides like to help people a lot find out what's going on in their body to help them stay as pure as possible and clean within themselves to know if they have medical conditions that are not being able to be detected early. So I'm very good with preventative health care. Like, so I help with that. And I also help people find out how their condition is connected to why it's happened. So, like, for instance, you have a heart attack, or you have a brain tumor, or you have breast cancer. Why is that happening to you? Where did it come from, and how is it connected? So I'm really good with that. I scan people's bodies. I just wave my hand over somebody, and I can find that out pretty fast. And I also help people with their diets and nutrition and organic living and how it's happened to you. But also the other thing I do for people is I do a lot of helping you out with finding people not always feel really good about what they're doing in this lifetime, what their gifts are, and how to connect with their purpose. So I'm really good with that also. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really try to help that. I help raise your intimacy with the God consciousness, and I work in a fifth dimensional higher state of energy. I try to help people understand that we are multidimensional beings and that we have the chance to move into a higher consciousness, and we don't have to feel dense in a lower vibration.
Let's just talk about that for a minute, because a lot of people don't know what fifth dimension is. Can you briefly explain what that's about for you and what it's about for us?
Sure, thanks. The fifth dimension was even spoken about in the Bible with Jesus, who's a really cool human. It's sort of like, I like to say, like a Harry Potter feeling. It's love. Your body's full of light and love, and we can tap into that energy at any second if you want to go into that instantaneously healing light energy feeling. And we have the chance to do that when we go into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a love feeling energy. It's not a religion. And when you get into that frequency, we can automatically, just by saying we believe that we're in that energy frequency, we can have an instantaneously spontaneous healing. And so it's a practice, it's a daily work in progress to understand. But when you witness more people having healings and this miracle, it's easier to touch into this. So this is what I do. I do this at expos. I do this in my office. I do this in my videos. People see people, but you also can learn to do this. And it's I know it may sound like, how can she do this or how this is happening, but it's been happening way before I was even born. This has been going on from the beginning of time, that people are having spontaneous healings, but they're not have, you can't have it in the dimension, which is our reality right now, is we have more third dimension going on right now, worry and fear and suffering, but you can go into this fifth dimension. I'm talking to you right now, and I'm living right now because I said yes to my healing through Christ, and I was brought back, and I said yes when they brought me back when I had my near-death experience, and I say yes every day, and how I stay healed and how I don't get, you know, sick, and in fact, I could go back in that wheelchair any moment, is I stay in a fifth dimensional process by doing my service work, by going out and helping others, and that's how you stay in a higher consciousness.
Well, it's all fascinating to me. Like I said, I would really love to talk to you for a long time, and I understand you have a very successful radio show on iHeartRadio, and I'm sorry, it's also on another network too, is it not?
Yeah, we're on iHeart, we're on KCA Radio, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spreaker, we're on a lot. I'm on YouTube. We're on lots of channels there, and I'm on Tuesday nights.
It's called the Medical Intuitive Radio Show, is it not?
The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, yeah. And I bring people on there, and I scan them live on the show. They write everything on a little piece of paper that's wrong with them, and we keep it in an envelope. And I scan everybody, and then afterwards we open up the envelope and read everything off and see if I got everything correct. And then we do a healing. And then sometimes people come back on and tell us how they're doing. They go to doctors and find out how the energy of the Holy One healed you.
Well, I know you have a book out, and I think it's remarkable that you are allowing people to download it for free, and it certainly is timely tonight to talk a little bit about the book, since the coronavirus is so much on people's minds. And your book is entitled Coronavirus Top 21 Protection Tips.
Yes, it is. Thank you for mentioning that right now. That is something that is going on right now. And I definitely want to make sure that we mention that it's a time to talk about it, time to make sure that we don't go into fear, and that we raise our consciousness about it, and we understand that we can definitely go to my website. It's called thehealingtrilogy.com. and there's a download for free, and it's also on Amazon where you can listen to the Audible, but the download is for free.
Can you mention a few of the tips, Kimberly?
Sure. Few of the tips. There's a lot of the normal tips out there that everybody's been hearing about over and over again. And then there's the ones that I really like to talk a little bit about here that I don't know if you remember, but there's some in here. And I make it very easy for people. I even have some oils in there that are really great for people. I really like doTERRA, which is On Guard, a great protection oil that's really great, and eucalyptus and frankincense and stuff like that. But one that I feel is really important for everyone is to remember to let the sun shine in. And the sun is really important for us to know that even though we can't go out everywhere right now, like all over the place, but even if you have a balcony or a little patio or something, but 5 minutes a day of just getting some beautiful sun in your body. And even if you can't do that, but if, you know, even a few minutes a day, making sure you get vitamin D3. It's so important to get your vitamin D. They're linking the COVID-19 or immune suppressed conditions are linked to low vitamin D.
So I
mention that in there. And the one, the vitamin D that I really like is from Solgar. I don't know if you know Solgar, but Solgar is a really great vitamin D.
Oh, well, that's really good to
know. Do you
know
that? Yeah, I don't know if you know that brand, but it's no GMOs, it's no wheat, and it's a really great company. And the other one is my tip 17, is top tip 17, is reduce your stress. Like raising your cortisol, like watching a lot of the news, and is good to do, of course. You know, you need to be up on everything, but, you know, obsessing over it and like all of that raises your cortisol level, which then could put you at high risk for getting even, you know, any kind of immune suppressed condition. And when you raise your cortisol, you're raising your inflammation in your body. And of course, we know what that is, right? That's a horrible situation with, you know, goes into your respiratory, your asthma, causes problems with diabetes and cancer and heart disease and obesity. So any of that cortisol raising is going to go into your body and cause the opposite of boosting your immune system. So we want to make sure that we don't have issues with our gut. And so the reason why I talk about this is because we want to make sure that we put some laughter on, you know, watch a funny movie, have some, you know, fun with some family members. You know, it's okay to have some laughs right now. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, and we want to pray for everybody. We want to boost our spirituality. We want to do some chanting. We want to do some music. We want to make sure we do some praying, but we want to make sure that we gain some laughter in our lives too. Don't forget to laugh. That's tip number 19.
I love that. It's interesting because somebody was just reminding me of the importance of laughter yesterday, so it's very timely that you mentioned that. And I do believe laughter is so important in finding the joy and the humor in life, which sometimes can be, we can take ourselves too, and life too seriously.
God wants us to laugh. Yeah.
Go ahead, hon.
No, go ahead. I was just saying God wants us to laugh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wondered if you could spell the name of that company that you were talking about with the vitamin D.
Oh, yes. It's called Solgar, Solgar.
Okay, thank you. Well, there have been a lot of theories about the coronavirus, and I don't want to get into that, but I'm wondering if you have a theory about the spiritual meaning of this virus.
It's interesting. Yes. Well, you know, I feel that it was coming, you know, before it came out and it was happening, I felt I was going around, and I go to the expos, and I do my services at spiritual venues. I was doing my online webinars And I was talking a lot about how I felt the world wasn't exactly honoring spirit as much as I had liked before this happened. And I feel like now there has been a little bit of shift of praying and honoring spirit more, and a little bit more attitude of gratitude. So I do feel there has been a little bit more shift of that, actually. And so, and even with, you know, the pandemic and the protesting and all this stuff, how it's kind of unfolded in the last few months. And I'm getting chills right now going through my body, because I'm also very much connected to, I don't know if you know Yogananda. I love.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like Yogananda?
Yes, yes. Would you please explain who Yogananda, what Yogananda means to you? And,
yeah, Paramahansa Yogananda is a beautiful prophet, and he has an organization called Self-Realization Fellowship, and they're all over. There's one in the Palisades and San Diego, and I've always felt very connected to him. Even as a child, my aunts used to take me over there and pray. And then after my near-death experience, even more, and I like to read the meditations from his books. But after this had happened, I started even reading more and more and feeling a very heartwarming closeness to him and a belief in the wisdom of him, because he prays Jesus. He prayed many different prophets, and meaning that we're all one, meaning that we're all joined in oneness and all. This is a big meaning of everything that's going on, and it's all joined together here, and that we're all supposed to bring in a healing power within the light, meaning that through the light, the darkness is going to be awakened through our consciousness, and the consciousness is going to be not only through our health, but a realization through the Heavenly Spirit that it's going to bless us and bring more happiness through this. Our new paradigm will be awakened. And this is sort of like a test through our own self-realization. That's what I feel.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I also wanted to point out to folks that Kimberly has some audio CDs. Would you like to tell us a little bit about those?
Thank you. Yeah, so I was called upon from Spirit to write the lyrics to the Angel Awakening CD. And then I did the collaboration with a man. I don't know if you know him. His name is Stephen Halperin.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so he's a really cool musical artist. He plays the piano, and he's been out for a very long time, up for Grammys. And he does all the musical composing, and I wrote all of the lyrics, and I actually have, it's my spoken word, and there's meditation there. So if you go to my website in the store, if you feel like you want to lay down and listen to words, spoken words that take you into a deep meditation of listening to angels going into a higher vibration, this is something for you. You would really love it. And so I feel every day, if you do 5 minutes, it'll raise your consciousness, because we're born at a certain level of consciousness in our souls. And what happens is that transcend, we want to make sure that we're at the highest level of transcending. So every day, the more we work on our consciousness, the higher our consciousness becomes. Then when we have a negative energy come at us, it doesn't bother us as much. And our consciousness is high. We stay in a love vibrational energy. And the other CD I have is called Channeling the Holy Spirit, the Holy Energy. There's only, I think, three songs on there. And a lovely man named Matt Wallace, who's been around for a while, he did a lot of albums also. He did the music on that one. So I just have two CDs on there right now. I'm getting ready to do another CD, and that one I'm going to be doing, I think, is the songs of the Beatles. I'm going to do some chants of some tunes from there, because I feel like Lennon and the Beatles, I feel like that whole vibe is really back right now to help raise consciousness.
I agree, and I love the Beatles. I grew up with them as a kid, and so they're near and dear to me. Is your website the best place to purchase those CDs? I noticed they're on Amazon as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you go on my website inside the store, I'm very picky about what I want to offer to the public, and most of the things I have in that little store are just everything that I blink on. So my eyes blink on those particular things that I want to offer people, like my Ormus cream, the Air Doctor, I totally think is rockin' cool. It really clears your lungs out. It's awesome right now because I feel there's more pollution inside our house than outside. And so that Air Doctor is really good. And then I love the CDs. I have, I don't know if you know David Wolf.
I do not.
Okay, David Wolf is really cool. He has a ton of great stuff to offer people. He's coated silver, which boosts your immune system. So I really love his stuff for organic herbs and supplements. And then I think, what else do I have there? The CDs. I don't have a lot of stuff, just particular little things inside there that I offer people. And then all like the supplements that I said, like the Solgar vitamins. I also like, for a probiotic, if people are listening out there, I love, it's called Inner Echo Probiotic. And that you get on Whole Foods.
Oh, I love that.
That's
name.
Great. Inner Echo Probiotic. That will go in and boost your intestinal tract and the inflammation throughout your whole entire body. So that is a great product.
Well, I encourage people to go on her website, which is thehealingtrilogy.com, and you can also find out about her various services, visit her store, and so I encourage the callers to do that. What I'd like to do, Kimberly, if you're open to it, is to bring on a person. Whoops. Hold on just a minute.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I'd like to bring on the person that is going to receive the healing tonight. And then sure. If there's time afterwards, we'll go to the phone lines for people that might have questions for you. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, great. Well, the caller that's going to be talking tonight, her name is Kat, and Kat, you are live.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Hi, Kat. How
are
you
hear
doing?
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good, thank you.
Hi, Kat, where do you live?
I'm in Brisbane in Australia.
Oh, okay. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Do you want to ask me a question and I can answer it and then do a healing on you?
Okay. Yeah, so pretty much all my life I've suffered from chronic fatigue. So that's something, if I can get some answers on that, I'd appreciate that. That would...
Yeah.
Me up massively.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and I'm going to scan your body over the airwaves right now. So just kind of go, ha, like that.
Ha.
Yeah. Do it a couple times for me. Just ha.
Ha.
So when you're doing that, I'm just like, I'm looking at you. You know, I can't see you, of course, but I'm just looking at you energetically. Two more times.
Mm-hmm.
Really go through your throat chakra, like, ha.
Ha.
Right. So I immediately go to your intestinal tract. It keeps giving me a negative blink right in your lower abdominal area and in your uterus area even. My right eye is going, no, 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 for some reason. And it's just going, no, no, no. Doesn't like your lower abdominal area and your uterus area.
Okay.
Do one more time in your throat. they're also giving me a negative link around your thyroid. So I don't know if any of that makes any sense to you. But they're giving me a negative link around your thyroid area.
A little throat. My thyroid.
I can't hear you.
I said I've got a little cyst on my thyroid.
Yeah. So so speak up a little bit louder for me, because what happens is I blink where anything is negative going on. So they're blinking negative around your thyroid and negative in your lower intestinal tract and negative around your uterus area, like your ovaries and in that area. So they're trying to communicate to you, the guides, that there's some blockages or something that may have happened to you a long time ago or something. But so go ahead and tell us what is. Go ahead. So go ahead and tell us. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm interested in what you're saying. I'm just agreeing with
you. No, but you need to come back now and tell us why they're saying that around your thyroid first.
Okay, well, I've got a cyst on my thyroid. That's all I know about my thyroid, though. That's the only activity I've had on it.
Okay, so that's why they say thyroid.
2016.
And then what is going on in your intestinal tract? Why are they blinking around your lower abdominal area?
When I was a young adult or teenager, I got a dose of a bacterial infection called Giardia, which was from the water in the township that I was living in. And ever since then, I've never been well.
Okay. And then the next spot is they're blinking in the uterus area, like nonstop around there, like one of your ovaries. They keep going from the right ovary or fallopian tube area and then back over to the left one, back and forth. Are your menstrual cycle? You don't have to say it online. You don't have to say it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's little there, but they're not big enough for the doctors to worry about it.
I can't hear you. Go ahead. You have to say it out loud. I can't hear you.
I said there's little cysts there, but they're not big enough for the doctors to worry about.
Okay. So you have a cyst on one of your ovaries?
Yeah.
Okay. So what my guides do, just so everybody's really clear on the lines and everything, we go through every single thing in the body and we find every single thing. And so they're just kind of like going through you, even though I can't see you on air, and they're kind of just going through the things that are most upsetting to them. So your first question when you came on was, you said that you were tired, right?
Yeah, yes.
So the reason you're tired is it's a hormonal imbalance is what's going on in your body, and sort of like an adrenal fatigue is happening to you. And it also is happening from the thyroid and then from the uterus area and all that going on in the body. So does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that's what I had thought might be going on.
Yeah. So basically, I would love to do like a healing over the airwaves on you, and also I'd love to recommend a couple things. You'd be very good drinking the Inner Echo probiotic.
Yeah.
Do you take a probiotic?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure it's working for you. And do you drink out of plastic containers, plastic bottled water?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What kind of water do you drink?
At the moment, I'm drinking something called Puro water, which is the purest water I can buy on the market.
Yeah. They don't like your water. They're going no with your water. And are you vegetarian?
Not quite.
What kind of food do you eat? You're so cute. What kind of food do you eat? Not quite. I like that one. What kind of food do you eat?
I'm chicken and fish and eggs and vegetables. I often have vegetarian meals. I don't tolerate red meat at all.
Yeah. So your fish, so this is what happens. When a lot of times we're eating fish, we take in a lot of mercury. And fish right now is really not very good. It's kind of naughty. And it causes a lot of the thyroid to go off. And I'm not a big fan of fish. I'm actually vegetarian myself. But I can't, you know, I can't go for the fish because it's really harming our bodies right now. So I would love to do a session with you, and I would gift that to you because my guides are saying you really do need a private session with me. I don't know if you have the funds right now. But we have been getting some people that have been donating to the Healing Trilogy Ministry. I don't know if you would like that as a gift. I was planning on giving someone
Thanks.
A free gift. Yeah, we were planning on giving someone a free gift today. And I do feel a lot of compassion for you right now because you have the thyroid situation going on. Plus, right when you came on, I went right to your uterus area, and I'm getting hot flashes. And this is definitely a case of a hormonal situation going on. So I definitely feel that. Do you realize that every time we drink out of plastic container of contaminated water, we are taking in 7 to 8 credit cards of fossil fuel in our bodies? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we really need to make sure that we drink water that is out of spring water that's coming from a good source and not any kind of plastic anymore. And soon in the future, I swear, I know, and I pray that we won't have plastic anymore in our world. Yeah. Yeah. So let's
good
have
luck
it right
with
now.
That, Kimberly.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I know it'll happen. You're so cute. I know it'll happen. I know. But right now, let's say a prayer for Kat. Let's rub our hands together. And let's put our hands together for you. And let's take your hands and put it over your throat. And swallow. And let's just say a beautiful prayer for you. And we're going to say, bringing in the beautiful, feminine, loving, divine Mother Mary. Beautiful, loving, divine Mother Mary, blessed soul. We know your presence is with us right now. We know we're calling in the beautiful fifth dimension love, the bestower of the love of gratitude, the joy. We know that you are having this beautiful healing right now. The cat, you are accepting this, are you?
Yes.
Good. That say, I am in the fifth dimension. I love being in the fifth dimension. I feel amazing in the fifth dimension. And that I know by accepting this beautiful healing right now that I can be healed. I am love and I am light. And that I am invoking the healing energy of God through my body. Amen.
Amen.
And then if you'd like to leave your number after the show, then I can get in touch with you and we can set up a private session.
What I can do is I can either email you or give you her number after
cool.
the show is over. Is it okay for me to call you at your number after the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. I love that you talked about the attitude of gratitude. I think that is probably one of the most important attitudes that we can cultivate, aside from an attitude of love and joy. So thank you for that. What I'd like to do in the time that's remaining is see if any of the callers have questions for you. But I'm going to tell the callers that there will be no more healings tonight. Kimberly has graciously agreed to do one, which has been done. So if you have any questions about her background or anything she said so far, you're welcome to ask her that. Kimberly, is it okay for me to go to the phone lines?
Yes, and I just wanted to point out really quick, thank you, that the reason why the guides went right to the throat and they found those particular spots is that I feel the throat area right now particularly is going on is that this is the I find a lot of throat lumps and thyroid tumors and hyperthyroid and all this stuff happening right now. And a lot of people think they've done something wrong or they're eating, you know, this is our fault. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that we've done nothing wrong, that a lot of stuff that's going on is that we have environmental pollution happening. And this is that we're in a stage in time in history that we're learning, and we're in a learning process, and we're also in a time of forgiveness, and that this is all good, and we're all, my guides are saying we're excited about this time, and this is okay, and we're growing, and this is a good, this is good. Okay, I'm ready.
Beautiful. Okay. I have not talked to you callers other than Kat, who was privileged to receive the reading, the healing. So I'm going to identify you by area code, and we'll just take a couple of callers. I'm going to area code 831, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Christina. And
hi, Christina.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Kimberly?
Yes. Have you had more than one near-death experience?
Hi, Christina. Thank you for asking. Yes, I have. I have had more than
would
one.
Would you feel comfortable sharing, or not? And if you do, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I actually have a book coming out April of 2021 with St. Martin's Press, Macmillan Essentials, and I will in that book be talking about them, so it's fine. I had another one where I was thrown into the street, and I was saved by my, it's emotional, by my my dog. And in that one was a very hard near-death experience. That one you can see on my YouTube channel. I talk about it. It's Kimberly Meredith, who channels the Holy Spirit. I'm on there talking about my NDE and my American Bulldog rescued me, and unfortunately he died. But I did see a very vivid vision of heaven and hell at that point when I went over to the other side. But if my dog had not stood by me, I had my head cracked open completely. I would have probably been gone right now.
What a hero. And I'm really happy that you're here.
Yeah.
Did they give you a choice to come back or to stay?
On that NDE, no, I was forced to come back here.
And when you say forced, did they say like it's not yet your time, you must go back?
Yeah. And then I think that on that one, I did get multiple abilities to heal animals, because I do have a very, very strange ability of spontaneous healing animals, that I can do lots of healings on pets.
That's amazing. I'm really happy that you're using your gifts to serve
thank
humanity
you.
And you're a beautiful soul, and I want to thank you for sharing this evening. It was beautiful to listen to.
Thank you for calling in, Christina. Thank you for your question, and I was interested in asking the same thing myself. So thank you for sharing that, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
God bless, Christina.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Let's just have one more question, a brief question. Area code 812, I'm coming to you. What is your first name, please?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, did you say?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a question. Are you guys doing a psychic tonight?
What's that, Nicole?
Hold on 1 second.
I can't hear.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I was wondering if you were doing any psychic questions tonight.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Because I know you said you're not taking more healing calls or whatever. I didn't know if you can ask a psychic question or whatnot.
They can do.
Okay. I was wondering, what do you see coming up for me?
They're blinking. Well, usually you have to ask a little bit more than that, but when you said coming up for you, go ahead. You can ask a little more, but they automatically started going into numbers and frequencies. So usually I can speak in other voices and do all that stuff, and I do speak to the other side. I have multiple different types of things, but if you want to ask a few more things, but they went right into going into number sequences, and they were blinking the energy of Christ. So they want you to connect more to the spirits, more to your angels. They were blinking the number 4. That means angelic realm. So I don't know if you're into the angels or to spirit, but they were blinking the number 4 right away.
Very much so. No, I'm concerned about a move. I'm going to be moving, and I was wondering if that's going to work out for me.
Oh, okay. They are saying yes. Right away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are going yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And Nicole, we're going to have to leave it there. We're coming to the end of the hour, and I thank you for calling in. And
thank you.
Kimberly,
thank you so much for being gracious.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Kimberly, it's been such a joy to have you on the show. I really appreciate your spirit and the things that you've had to say tonight. So thank you so much for joining me.
I absolutely loved being here. You are so cool, and I loved everybody.
Oh, back at you, big time. I'd love to have you on again sometime in the future. Yes. Would you be open to that?
I would love to. I would be just honored. Yeah, I would love it.
Oh, bless you. Well, I will be in touch with you then. I'm not sure if I have your email, and of course I don't want you to put it out over the air, but when I call you back with Kat's number, I want to make sure I get that.
Okay.
So with that said, let's close out the show for tonight, and let's take a moment to reflect and pause and consider the fact that we are all unique individuals having, we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week. And just a reminder, folks, I do a show Sunday night at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time called The Healing Circle. It's a topical discussion and would love to have you join us. So, Kimberly, thanks again, hon.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless everybody. Love you.
Love you. I'll be calling you in just a moment. Okay, good night, everybody.